Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
So here we are at Bridgewater and Taunton College for the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon. Of course, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
It's a Sunday, Jase.
Yeah, it's closed, just to be sure. in the Market House.
We normally do Saturdays, Jase.
Yeah, I know. We're a day late, so
we are.
British summertime has affected us greatly.
It has. World Tour of Taunton special here covering Taunton Marathon, the annual event. And by the sound of it, over 1,100 people running today. That's just mental.
They are. They're physically, they should be locked up.
They should.
Why would you run? I do not understand.
I said to Dave earlier on, I said, you only run if it's a wild animal chasing you or a guy chasing you with a weapon of some description. Other than that, no, you don't do things like that. But anyway, they are fantastic and we support them 100%. Talking about running, our very own Craig's going to be running today.
He is, yes.
What's he like? Is he psyched up?
Oh, no. Yesterday on the breakfast show, he listed all the injuries he's got.
I knew he would.
I know. I did exactly the same. He's got about 47 different injuries. And did you hear yesterday, just slightly off topic, but I told him because we had become, you know, out of Europe, we Brexited, that we had to add an extra minute to every hour. So every day was going to be 24 minutes longer. He fell for it, hook, line and sinker. And then I had to tell him after
it
two songs.
It being April 1
it was
yesterday.
April Fool's Day.
Absolutely brilliant.
But no, Craig is hoping for a good time, just under 2 hours for the half marathon. So we'll see where
weather's looking good. It's going to be nice and bright. Not much of a wind. Temperatures round about the sort of 14, 15 mark. So it's all looking very good. And it's beginning to build up as we speak. There are people in all sorts of different colours and stuff. We're going to start looking for people dressed up. That'll be nice to see. We get some dressing up later on.
We'll try and catch a few people before they set off and see how they're going to do and have a chat with them as well.
Yeah, right. Well, we're less than half an hour from the start. Start is at 10:30 and we'll try and catch up in a moment with race director John Lewis. Mel will be down a bit later on and we'll have a chat with her and she'll be helping us out throughout the show. We're here until 2 o'clock. Start at 10:30. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton special on a Sunday morning with Terry and Jason. And we are at the Bridgewater and Taunton College for the start of the Taunton Marathon, the marathon all the way through. So we were here last year, Jace.
We were indeed.
Again.
Yeah, we've been upgraded slightly.
We have a little bit, haven't we?
We've got a shed.
We've got a shed, but one of the most important people here, of course, is race director John Lewis. And I'm with John this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry.
How's it going so far?
So far, it's all going according to plan, mate. And if people read the plan, it'll work. Right?
Yeah,
no
we said earlier on, is there a plan? And you said, you've got to have a plan because then you can change
it. That's right, as long as I'm the only one who changes it.
Yeah, just set the scene for us. We understand about 1,300-ish runners are logged in so far.
Yeah, we've got 1,100 for the half and just over 200 for the full marathon. Probably about 9-10% won't show.
Right.
So we reckon we'll have 1,100-1,200 runners out on the course today. And it's a really nice sunny day. It should be fine for running.
It should be good. And this is the 34th running, as I remember.
It is the 34th running.
1983, we ran around here
first. That's right. I know. Mental. If I'd known then that we were going to do it for 34 years, I'd never
started.
Well,
I remember every year, I'm not doing this again.
Yes.
As far as the conditions are concerned, I mean, I obviously I'm built for comfort, not for speed. But I would have thought the wind's not too bad. Temperatures maybe a little high a bit later on, but relatively ideal, would you say?
Yeah, the forecast is 11 degrees at start, rising to 14 degrees at 3 o'clock where we have the cut-off. So most people are going to find it fine. The wind is 6 miles an hour north-northwest.
Right. You've researched it this morning.
I researched it this morning.
Now, last year we were aware there was quite a few people dressed up in various things, presumably doing their own charities. Are we expecting something like that this year again?
Well, that's always one of the entertaining things for me, because I never know. Yes. Until I see it, I never know.
So people don't actually have to tell you, I'm going to come dressed as Batman or anything like that?
No. If people ask me questions, I might have to give them answers they don't want to know.
And do we have any elite runners that may be having a go at records or anything today?
We have 1,100 elite runners, Terry.
But presumably we've got a course change this year, of course, which we've been telling everybody for quite some time because of the A38. So would it be a new record today then because we've got a new course?
Well, We never have records. We have course best times, because over the 34 years, the course has changed a little bit to deal with traffic things. So, yes, it's a real change this year. It affects 4 miles of the course, 1 mile in town and 3 miles out in the country, the 3 miles that would have been on the A38.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they will be new course best times today. We moved it on safety grounds. The A38 over the last 30 years has got busier and busier.
Isn't it just?
As you know, Sundays are pretty much like any other day.
Yeah,
they weren't when you and I founded this.
No, they
thing.
Weren't, were they? No, it was relatively quiet until people arrived and that was it.
Yeah.
But no, it's a totally different ball game now. Totally different ball game. Right, okay, John, I'm going to let you go because I know you're a very, very busy man. And I hope everything goes according to plan. And we'll try and catch you a bit later on, see how things went.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks, John.
Brilliant. Thanks, Terry.
John Lewis, race director of the Taunton Marathon. Dear, wife is lurking. Oh, we've got to go and check on wife lurking in background. It's building up nicely here, Jace, isn't it? This is, I think, one of the best events held in Taunton over the years.
Absolutely, and it's great that we're here to bring it. Just for some info, because we have got Craig, who's the only Tone FM runner we believe.
Yeah, I know. He's
I think at the moment, his time last year was 1 hour and 40 minutes. Okay, so we're expecting him back around 12:10 if he's on time. But we'll see how the new course takes shape.
So stay with us. We're on air between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock with all the build up to the Taunton Marathon. A little bit of a star turn. Our Mel, remember Mel, who used to be with Darren on the breakfast show? She's going to turn up a bit later on, so we will have her on air as well. This is the World Tour of Taunton, and this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Jason and Mel with us, who's just joined us. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
Now, we are here, of course, on a Sunday.
On a Saturday Sunday.
Sunday, getting a bit confused for the World
Tour
of Taunton. And we are here at Bridgewater and Taunton College for the Taunton Half Marathon and Full Marathon.
So, right, hi, Mel. What do you think of it so far, as they say?
It's really good. The atmosphere's building nice. There's loads of people here. Sun is shining. Should be a good day.
Right, now, we've caught up with the only Tone FM member who's running today, the courageous Craig. Morning, courageous Craig.
I like that. A bit of a mouthful, but yeah. How are you?
No, I'm very well. More to the point, how are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling, I don't know what it is, you know, I run regularly, but when you put me in a kind of like race, organised event atmosphere, you know, your belly starts to get the butterflies, and I don't know, there is a kind of pressure on you to do really, really well.
So. Now, someone not a million miles away from here was telling me that you've already started telling everybody all the ailments that you've got, which might affect your running, is that right?
Yeah, I pushed myself too hard on Thursday. I went out with my other fellow troll trogger colleague Sarah, and she was going really, really strong, and I just tried to keep up, and I think I've pulled something
right
just below my calf but above my Achilles, like here.
Well, that's not good then, ish.
But you know,
can I just say, what muscle have you pulled? Is it the invisible muscle?
Thanks for your sympathy.
I was gonna say the calf muscle joins onto the Achilles. There is nothing in between.
Apart from Craig's fake...
Craig's invisible running muscles. Right, Troll Troggers. Where did that come from, then? Are you part of Troll Troggers?
Yeah, I have been for about 7 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we meet up at the Troll Village car park on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Right.
So Tuesdays is primarily focused on sprints and hills. And Thursdays is your nice kind of like 6 to 7 miler.
A six to seven mile.
Nice.
Fun run. There's no such thing as a nice run of any description in my, but that's only personally. So what do we reckon today? Of course, it's a new route today, so any previous best times are out the window. There'll be new best times for this particular route.
Well, that sounds quite exciting. I mean, the last couple of years, I've been bang on 1:45.
Yeah.
So if I keep to that, I'll be happy.
Yeah, the distance is the same. It's obviously in a different direction or different directions.
So the A38 Wellington Road, as you come up, apparently, obviously that's what's been cut, isn't it? That's what's changed.
Yeah.
So the new road that brings you back in, I've not done it before, so I don't know the intensity. I
think
there's
a hill there.
Yeah, but I don't know how long it's going to go on for. So rumour has it that it's quite short, but it's quite intense.
Okay.
So that should, if anything, should help me get a faster time.
Right. Well, good luck, dear boy. We'll be trying to grab you, and we'll let you have a little bit of a breather when you come across the line, or not, depending on what we feel like.
No.
What about, I want cake, chocolate, pasties,
there's burgers, there's burgers and sausage burgers and all sorts of stuff
perfect.
In there.
No.
Anyway, good luck, mate, and we'll catch you later on.
Thank you.
Turn FM's very own Craig, who is running in the half marathon today. Now, you at one stage, before you got yourself in the current situation you're in, were going to be thinking of running this year, weren't you?
I do remember making a bet with Darren last year that if he ran it last year, I would run it this year.
Well, he isn't running anyway, so...
He isn't running anyway, and I'm fairly certain at 32 weeks pregnant, it's probably not a good idea.
No, it's probably not a good idea.
And I'd love to say that I will be running next year, but I'm fairly certain I'll find a really good excuse then as well.
So will Darren, I expect. It's this caravan thing now.
Oh,
he's a caravan nut now.
I was going to say nuts, but caravan nut, yeah. Of course, the World Tour of Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter for more details.
And we are going to be here on air until 2 o'clock, covering the 34th Taunton Marathon here on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a World Tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Indeed, and this is the run-up to Taunton Marathon, the 34th running of the Taunton Marathon, and I was there 34 years ago on day one.
Really? You're not old enough, Terry.
I know, and somebody else who isn't old enough, but if you don't look too closely at him, is my old mate Roger Hapgood from... he's a fellow councillor, fellow... biker, fellow wind-up merchant. Morning, Rog.
Morning, Tez. How are you, my lovely?
I'm doing all right, my darling. Now, you're marshalling today, I understand.
Yeah.
Marshalling the new bit.
Yeah, we are. There's 12 of us from the Vineyard Church, and we've decided to come out and have a go, and have a look, and
have
you
are, and you're newbies. You're new to
this. Yeah, well, I've run before, but not the Taunton. So,
so we're welcome to you if you are just arriving.
Thank you, Mr. Fothergill.
Mr. Fothergill, for shouting. But yeah, we've not done it before, but we decided to come out and help, so it'd be good. It'll be different, helping people along rather than running myself.
But also, your vineyard mob, you're out and about doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things, aren't you?
We do try.
You do.
Yeah, we like to help people. All sorts of things we do. And so, you know, from garden clearances to just helping people along in life, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So weather-wise, it's looking good. Actually, it could be a little warm for them. It's starting to warm up a little bit, but it sounds like it's doing really well.
Tezza, have you got any sun cream, mate?
I have, actually, somewhere.
I might have to need some.
Just keep the old...
For the bonds. I need some for the bonds.
Keep the chapeau on, and you'll be okay there.
What's this about you being on the first one as well, 34 years ago?
Indeed. The Taunton Marathon started in 1983. 34 years ago, John Lewis, who's the current race director, and I were part of Taunton Carnival then, and we linked with the British Heart Foundation and Round Table, and we started the first ever marathon in Taunton in 1983, and it's been going ever since, 34 years.
And you've been eating biscuits ever since,
cake and biscuits, and I have to tell you, because Jason's smiling, because what do we normally try and sort out, Jace?
Tea and cake.
Tea cake, but in there... is burgers, sausage burgers, or sausage burgers, so bacon, brilliant.
Wow.
Anyway, I suppose we better let you
better go,
because if not, you're going to be in deep doo-doos.
I better go and set up my stall
at
point 37, wherever that is. I've got to find it first.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Take
Cheers,
care, mate. Catch you later.
Cheers.
That's my old mate, Roger Hapgood, a fellow Taunton Dean Councillor, but is with his Vineyard Church. They do really, really good stuff. They clear things out of gardens and all sorts of stuff. So you can hear the tannoy in the background. It's all getting set up, and we'll be off and running very shortly.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason outside of Bridgewater and Taunton College for the start of the marathon and half a marathon. Now, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town.
Yes, and we are here for the Taunton Marathon. And we're catching up with an old friend, both of mine and of Tone FM. Jill, morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really well, thank you.
you?
Now, I'm going to ask the question. I already know. You are running for...
I'm running for Think Amy.
Absolutely. So where are the families? Did you say to me earlier on they're going to meet you at the pub? Or they're going to be at a pub?
Well, they're going to be at the pub. I will be running past the pub. Well, hopefully still running at that point.
Now, last year, you ran this one last year.
I did. It was the first half marathon I ever did.
Yeah.
And absolutely loved it. Couldn't run for a lot of it because I was suffering still from a chest infection, but I got round. This year I've had more preparation, more training, so I'm hoping to do a much better time.
Right, so what do you reckon, somewhere around the...
Well, I'd love to come in under 3 hours.
Oh, right.
Which is doable, but there are hills involved, so I'm not sure...
Where the new route, possibly, because you'll be one of the ones testing the new route.
I certainly will. It'll be testing me.
And who's going to come down? Mum and Dad coming down
Mum
here?
Mum and Dad are coming down, my daughter and her husband are coming down, right. And then they're going to come back up and meet me here at the finish.
Right. So, and what about, I mean, I'm not a seasoned runner, but weather conditions, is it okay? Wind's
actually,
not too bad.
They're pretty good today. It's lovely. It's dry. It's not too hot. It's just good. And underground, it's not too wet and slippery. So I'd say it's pretty good.
Okay. Now, if anybody wants to donate.
Right. Yes. Obviously, Think Amy's my chosen charity, as Amy, as you know, was my niece.
Yeah.
Basically, just go to our website and just Google Think Amy. That will come up and you'll be able to donate from there.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, all the best, Jill. We'll avidly wait for you to cross the line, try and wait for you to catch your breath, and then we'll see what you have to say then.
Thank you. You'd be waiting at the end with a banana.
But that's a good idea. We'll
find you
a banana.
Much.
We'll find
thank you.
Thanks, Jill. Take
Cheers.
Care.
Thank you.
That's Jill. She is part of the Think Amy team. It's actually Jane Hoffmeister's sister. And so if you want to donate, please do. Think Amy, brilliant, brilliant charity. So if you want to donate, then please do. And we're here until 2 o'clock. This is the World Tour of Taunton.
Indeed it is, Terry.
Taunton's 107.8 on FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour. Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
And here we are in a very noisy, very crowded Bridgewater and Taunton College campus for the 34th running of the Taunton Marathon. And I've caught up with an old mate of ours, Humdinger, the Humdinger backmarker. Scotty, how you doing, mate?
I'm very good, Terry. How are you?
Not backmarking today, then. That's you in the monks.
No. Running on my own legs today.
Yeah. Now, you're a member of the Running Forever Running Club at Taunton.
I am.
And all well dressed up. Now, there seems to be a fair few. Tell me how many are running today from the club.
Yeah, we've got over 70 running today. So
that is fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're just doing it for the club, or you've got any charities involved today?
I think there's a few with charities.
They've got their individual ones, yeah.
Yeah. But not as a club. We support things through the year as a club.
Absolutely.
Through the events that we run. But no, today's mostly about individuals.
And you're doing the half today?
I'm doing the half today. I've dropped down from the full because the old legs aren't carrying me around the full this week.
So what do you think of the new route then? Obviously, we've come off the A38 this year, and we've got the new route through Heal.
Yeah, I love it. I'm fully in favour of it. I think it separates the double dip hill at Runwell.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So
just...
I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be a good route, and it's much more country and less in the A38.
I mean, have you been out to have a run? Do the guys go out and run it?
Yeah, I train out that way anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just a lovely route. It'll be much nicer, and I think anyone that was complaining, when they get back, they'll go, oh yeah, it was definitely better.
Really, yeah. And of course, we don't have records for obvious reasons, because the courses can change. We have sort of best times. So
yeah.
From an overall point of view, are you looking for a best time for the distance today?
I'll go for a course PB today.
A course PB? I think that's everybody. But you feeling okay? No niggles, no injuries?
Yeah, not yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in an hour and a half.
Brilliant. Scott, thanks ever so much, mate. And good luck to you and the rest from Running Forever Running Club.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. 70, Jace.
I know. They must be mad.
Well, they're all certifiable. There's running anyway, let alone all of that lot. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. So that is one of a couple of clubs in Taunton. You've got Taunton Running Club, the Running Forever Running Club, and there's lots of other ones as well. We've got some banners about Quantock Harriers, we can see. Lots of people around. This is nutso.
Yeah, absolutely. Why are they all here on a Sunday? Why are they not in bed having a good fried breakfast? That's what I want to know.
We could ask ourselves that,
couldn't we? Yeah.
Although the burger earlier on and your sausage patty looked quite good. Oh,
nobody knew.
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
We're going to have to try and seek another one out there.
Now, more from us throughout the day. We've got some interesting information about the marathon as well. And the course record, tell me why people are talking about the course record. It's changing.
Well, they've never had a course record. And the reason that they do that is for a number of reasons. If you're going to have a record, you really need a track. Because if you've just got, when you go, I mean, people might not actually take the same vector. Okay. And also over the years, the course has changed. It's had to be tweaked. It's had to be. So what they have is they have a sort of a course best,
right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so they'll just look at what's the best. And of course today, it's a brand new course, as in three or 4 miles have changed. So everybody will be doing a personal best for this particular route.
So the previous course record for the half marathon was 1 hour and 5 minutes and 44 seconds. That's an incredible pace.
It is. And of course, another reason why that's irrelevant now is the different contours that they're going to go through. So, but it's a benchmark. So it'll be nice to see how this one will sort of pick up with that one and see who's out there that's likely to put something in like that.
So if you're heading down, we're expecting the half man to finish, not a half a man, but half marathon man to finish around about 11:35-ish. Half woman's expected back around 11:45, and for the full marathon, the full man is expected around 12:45-ish, and the full woman is expected about 1:30.
And we're on air until 2:00, so stay with us. The World Tour of Taunton Weir at Bridgewater and Taunton College here in Wellington Road, and this is Taunton's 107.8 on FM. Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM. We are literally seconds away from the start of the 34th Taunton Marathon. And we're having a quick look around. Going to be started by the Mayor. We can see the Mayor, Councillor Vivian Stock-Williams. She's on the opposite side to us. All in all, right in the front, 1594, our friend Hannah Taunton. We've seen Hannah on a number of occasions. This is the World Tour of Taunton, sponsored by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into Taunton Visitor Centre, which is just where our studios are, for other details that are going on in and around the town. I can see race director John Lewis. He's got the hooter. And wait, hands are up. It's all getting very exciting here, and we're ready. Dave Fothergill in the announcers. We got a countdown, so we're counting down to the start of the 34th Taunton Marathon. 4, 3, 2. And they're away. We've got something like 1,100 to 1,200 people that are going to be running past us at the moment. We're having a look and see if we can spot anybody we know. Haven't quite seen Craig yet, but a lot of the sort of faster, more, I won't say elite runners, but the guys that want to go a little bit quick are the ones that are coming out at the moment. And we got those. Craig's just gone past us now. Troll Troggers on the back of his jacket. The running, Taunton's Running Forever Running Club, they're scattered about. There's over 70 runners from the Running Forever Running Club today. And we've got loads and loads of people here that are supporting them. And it's just great to see them running past. So we are already 49 seconds into the start of the 34th. Taunton Marathon. We're on air until 2:00. We're going to cover all the finishes and all the excitement of this fabulous event here on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Okay, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our fabulous county town.
Indeed.
Well, we're
after a phonetic sort of hour and a bit. We are just having a little meander. Mel's here with us. And what do you think of it so far? Isn't it? I don't know what you think, but isn't it a little sparkling to see them all running across that line at the start?
I still think they're all mental, to be quite honest. No, it is really good, and it's so nice to see so many people in and around our county town. It can only be a good thing they were saying that 70% of the runners are from outside of Taunton,
yeah.
Which means that many people are going to be running around our town and having a look to see what we've got on offer, which is a wonderful thing.
It is, and it just goes to show that, you know, 34 years, you'd have thought, 34 years on, it would still be going. And
I know, I wasn't born then.
And to this level. I know, but I was there, John and I were there at the first one, and it's just fabulous to see. And I wonder over the years, Jace, how much money has been raised for charity, because a lot of people are doing charity, they're running for charity, so it'd be interesting to find out. I don't know if we ever would be able to, but it'd be quite a bit of money, I would imagine.
I think you'd need a rather large calculator to calculate that.
Absolutely.
Great charities involved, and the Carnival Committee run this event, and they raise some great money for charities throughout the year and to help put the carnival on.
Yeah, we do. Now, we do need to tell you that there's another event going on today that you may be interested in later on, going on till about 4 o'clock, and that's at the Holiday Inn, and that's a clock and watch fair. So if you're into clocks, watches, and that type of thing. An orologist, is it? I think it's an orologist.
I don't know.
Horologist with an H, that's it.
I've been distracted by the cake.
You have, haven't you? We're doing something we've never done before on Tone FM. We're walking past cakes.
Do we have to walk past?
No, we've got to stop and go towards them now, I think. So we'll go along. In fact, it's a sponsor. Hello, guys. How you doing? Tone FM Radio. What's this all about?
This is Ashford's. We're the lead sponsors for the event, and we just thought we'd provide everybody who's running and participating some cakes as a something nice.
But also, you've got some buckets here for the Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is our charity of the year, so we're just saying if anybody would like to make a donation to our charity of the year, please do.
I think that's really good as the major sponsors, but you're also doing charity stuff as well. That can't be bad at all.
Not at all.
the ladies from Ashford and the cakes, which I suppose we ought to.
It would be rude if we didn't sample.
It would be rude.
We ought to check, because if there's anything wrong with them, we wouldn't want anybody else to suffer. So we ought to check them.
So this is going to be a bit of quality control.
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bit of cake quality control.
What we two do for cake?
Oh, I don't know. We're well known on the world tour. We go from food to food. The World Tour of Taunton, brought to you by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're on air until 2 o'clock at the 34th running of the Taunton Marathon. Do come and join us.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. Now, we are at Bridgewater and Taunton College, not for educational reasons.
Oh, no.
I think
we're a bit
past that.
We are, really.
But we're here for the Taunton Half and Full Marathon.
Yep, 34th running of the Taunton Full and Half Marathon. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day. And talking about beauty, do you see what I did there? yet another good old friend, young friend of Tone FM from Nuffield Health and Wellbeing. Jo.
Hello.
How are you doing?
All right, thank
is it,
you.
It is Nuffield. No, Nuffield Health, Fitness and Wellbeing. Yeah, okay, right.
That's
just
it.
Nuffield anyway. Right, so how's it going then, all right?
Yeah, it's not too shabby. It's a beautiful day for this, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
So Nuffield going from strength to strength?
It is, yeah. We're getting a lot of members and they're staying. So.
Well, certainly my Mel and I are back again, so doing the odd running and swimming and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great fun. So anything coming up that we need to know about?
Well, today, if you're around, we're giving away guest passes so people can come in and use the club.
Brilliant.
That's what we're up to today.
Okay.
What is it? It's April, so
it
that
is.
Means Easter.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing a bit of an Easter egg amnesty. So if anyone wants to donate an Easter egg, we will give it to charity and give them a guest pass.
Oh, that's fantastic. So can they come in and do that now?
Yeah.
Running up to Easter?
Yeah, up until the 15th.
Brilliant stuff. And now, during the Easter holidays, obviously, if it'd be a good time for not just children, but children and adults to think about fitness. And if they come along, there's plenty of deals, plenty of things for them to sign up for at the gym.
To get their teeth into, yeah, definitely. We've got a big national event called Spring Into Fitness.
Right.
And that's on the 22nd, it's a Saturday. So we'll be giving away loads of freabies. We'll be doing lots of classes. We'll have some Les Mills experts. Actually, Ben Grant, who is like a Les Mills god, he'll be there on Saturday morning, and maybe a little chat with Peter Andre as well. So he'll be
oh,
there.
My friend.
Your friend Pete.
My friend Pete. Yeah, my friend Pete. I was actually, he posted a photograph of him trying to give me a bear hug, which is not easy, in New Magazine. And I thought, there you are, I've done.
Yep.
And the caption was, one of my many fans in Taunton, and man hugs are fine. Hang on a minute. No, he's a great lad and a good supporter of Taunton. Yeah, really good supporter of Taunton. And right, so once again, anybody who wants to come down to Bridgewater and Taunton College during the course of the event, and Joe and the team, you'll be here all day.
Yep, we'll
and
be all day.
You've got some goodies to give away, some guest passes to give away, and I can personally testify it's a brilliant place to go. It really is. And it is. It's good. I mean, I love going down there. I love going down there. Joe, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
And I hope lots of more and more people go. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. Somebody's got a medal there. So thanks, Joe. We'll catch you again later. Cheers.
You.
That's Joe from Nuffield Fitness. Nuffield Health, Fitness and Wellbeing. Can we, what would that be? Could we call it Nuffy Health or? No, I suppose we've got to do the whole thing, haven't we? You've got to do the whole. I love acronyms, but they've got to spell something, otherwise it's useless. That'd be NERFA would go, wouldn't it? No, we can't do that. So, right, this is Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM. This is the 34th running of Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon. Come on down, because there's lots of stuff going on. Meet Joe and the team from Nuffield Health. There's the ladies from Ashford with free cakes and for the Alzheimer's disease. And there's you and I, Jace.
There is indeed. Yes, we're here as well. Sampling the cakes more than the running, I'd
say. Oh, yes, I think. Town FM.
No. I was just going to say, we need to catch up with some of the fun runners.
We do.
So we'll do that in the next few minutes.
We do, yeah.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
Right, now, we've got some important people here. We've got some of the guys that did the fun run. Let's go across here. Your name, sir?
Reese.
And did you enjoy that, Reese? Is it something you can enjoy running?
A bit.
Right, now you got number three. Tell me what position you finished.
Third.
And we said that earlier on, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good?
Yeah, and it you hurt beat, a lot, though.
It hurt a lot, didn't it? Really?
Yeah.
But you beat your cousin, didn't you?
Yeah.
And this is cousin. What's your name?
Ella.
Yeah. Ella. What did you think of it then, Ella?
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were just jogging, though, yeah, not racing.
I wasn't going to sprint. I was like, no.
Right, let's find out who we got. Oh, number one. What's your name?
Ruby.
And did you finish number one, Ruby?
No.
But then you were just doing the fun, just jogging along.
Yeah.
Was that tiring?
Yeah.
Was it? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Jolly good. Where are we? We've got some more people eating cakes. They're running away there. This is numbers 42 and 43. What's your name?
Aisha.
And did you enjoy that? I bet you're enjoying that cake more than you enjoyed the run, aren't you? Really? And here's another young lady. What's your name?
Charlotte.
And did you enjoy it? And are you enjoying that cake? Brilliant. And is this Dad?
I'm Daddy for these two.
Daddy for those two? So what do you think of your two little fun runners then?
Amazing, yeah. But I didn't think I was going to be running in the race with them though, unfortunately. I had to actually get pulled in at the last minute.
So you went along with them, did you?
Yeah, just little Charlotte here. I was a bit nervous.
Jolly good.
She beat me as well.
Well done. And are you a mum? You're a mum here?
I'm Ruby's mum, yeah.
And you didn't run with Ruby
then? I was a spectator. I was holding the bottles of water and the bananas for the end.
Ruby, next year, get mum to run along with you. Yeah. That'd be good.
Dad was trying to cheer me on last year.
Oh, right. Well, everybody, you need people to cheer you on, don't you, really? Brilliant. Well done, everybody.
We must catch up with Reese because...
Done Reese already. Reece already.
But his dad is running in the half marathon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So he's out there now, is he?
Yeah.
Right.
Reese, do you think he's going to make it?
Yeah, I think so.
What, in the back of St John's Ambulance, or is he going to run, do you think?
Probably run.
Probably run. His dad works at A&E, doesn't he?
Yep.
And he's running with some of the A&E people, aren't he? So let's hope they all make it over the line, yeah?
Yep.
Well, they've got each other to help if they don't, haven't they?
They're
all from A&E.
Right, so well done, Reese. I don't think Paul, Reese's dad, is really going to make it third across the line. He's not going to beat Son, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, well, that'll be good. That'll be good.
There's no way he's going to be first or second.
Right, so you'll be top dog for at least another year until next year then.
Yep.
Well done, Reese. Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
great.
It brilliant?
And you kind of forget, we've been going on about the marathon and half marathon. We've got the fun run, which was absolutely stunning, seeing all the little ones running as fast as their legs could carry them.
Going to get our George into a fun run in years to come then?
No. did you see that little one? He was about 2.5. number 44, and he was running with his dad, and he's just come in. Everybody clapping and cheering. It was lovely to see.
Is that the real little
real
one
little
that went
one.
Out?
Yeah, it was absolutely tiny.
Just
bless him.
Absolutely superb. That's what this day is all about. There's lots and lots of fun going on, lots of people to see. We're on air until 2 o'clock, but the event's going to go on way into the afternoon at Bridgewater and Taunton College off the Wellington Road. So do come on down. Taunton's 107.8 on FM.
Okay, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton's Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Got to do that. Again, we ought to paraphrase that. If we just said Taunton Visitor Centre, would everybody realise it?
I don't know.
Supported by them.
But
really.
I did talk to the Taunton Visitor Centre about getting Siri to say it.
Yeah.
From Siri. The iPhone, but they weren't happy about that when I was talking to them. Right, okay, so we are here at Bridgewater and Taunton College, for the marathon and half marathon.
This is the little bit of a sort of calm before the storm, isn't it? Although we're not going to have a storm that much because of the run. But obviously, we're waiting now for the first of the half marathon runners to come back. You were saying earlier on the number of people here that we know quite a few people here running, don't
we? Yeah, there are absolutely loads, and it's really nice. One of my friends is a guy called Michael Wills, and he's running for Macmillan for the first time with a couple of my husband's friends, so it was really nice to see them. Big surprise. Obviously, we've got Jill running this year. My friend Louise is running for the Alzheimer's Society this year. Do you remember little Twinnie Louise?
I do, yeah.
Twinnie Louise is running. A chap that I used to work with called Ellis is running. So best of luck to everyone.
And Sarah Knight, she's out
Sarah
there as
Knight
well.
Sarah Knight is running.
And of course, our very own Craig is out there. Craig!
Yeah, well, we hope he is still out there.
Oh, we do.
Well,
we
they
do.
Just said that the first runners have gone through Cross Keys. Craig, if you're listening, I hope that's you.
Yeah, it's taxis probably.
Optimistic.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, of course, is the winner last year, you were saying earlier on, was your physio.
Yes, I spotted him. He's wearing the number one and he's got a yellow vest on. And this is the worst story ever because I was telling Jason and he said, what's his name? I don't know, it's my physio.
Just brilliant.
But I do know that he won, he didn't win. He ran the London Marathon last year and I think he's doing the same again this year.
Right. Now, I also spoke to a chap earlier on from Burnham-on-Sea and he is running his 55th half marathon, including I think 2 weeks ago he was in New York doing the New York half. So that's quite. We'll try and get him if he continues. So our mic's doing an impersonation of Baloo the Bear here on one of the trees. I'm not quite sure what that's. We're not going to start singing. Bear Necessities.
No.
But no, another thing, Jason said, come on down because there's lots of things going on and. Not that we would indulge in any way, shape or form, but there's some nice things to eat here and about, isn't there?
There is. There's plenty of cakes.
There's the there's the Ashford Alzheimer's cakes.
There's our friends from Nuffield Health for the Love of Life, Fitness, Wellbeing. I don't know what the... I'm not going to even attempt it. Nuffield are here as well. And
yeah,
and great people.
Yeah, and if you come on down and speak to Joe and the team at Nuffield, they've got some guest passes for you today. So come on down and get a guest pass to there. And also, our big thanks to Bridgewater and Somerset College for hosting the event today. And also, all the refreshments and everything else is in there. And the centre point to the whole thing.
The whole centrepiece of this broadcast is around...
The Tone FM shed.
It is, yes. Of
it's
course.
Making a guest appearance, the Tone FM shed today.
Yeah, it's been allowed out, of course, by Foresters Gardens and Buildings. Make sure you visit them. Great sheds, anything you want in your garden, they can make for you.
They can, big or small. Get hold of Will and the team at foresters-sheds.co.uk. Right, so we just, I think, maybe a cup of tea while we wait for
I
the first
runner
idea. To come in.
Yeah,
sounds
a cup
good.
Of tea.
Cup of tea?
Yeah, I could drink a cup of tea.
You could drink a cup of tea.
Okay,
well, stick with us. We will be back very shortly, hopefully, with the first runners to cross the line. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
So it's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. And I'm being quick. Because I think the first runner is almost here.
Yeah, we've just been notified by the announcer that the lead car has just come in to the start of Heron Drive, which means that our lead half marathon runner is literally minutes out, if not that. So it's quite exciting. We got quite a few people here waiting for the first one to come across the line, and we are just waiting now for the first of the half marathon runners. They're all identified by four-figure red numbers, starting at 1001. and the full marathon runners starting at 1 are in black numbers, and they go up and one and onwards up until then. Somewhere in the region of about 1,100 people are running today. I think it's 1,100 actually in the half marathon and 200 in the full marathon. Some will drop out on the day due to injury, due to illness, due to frightens, all sorts of different things.
Indeed. Now what we'll probably do, we'll let the runner come across the line and then we'll probably maybe have a song before you catch up with them. So
yeah,
we'll
because of the breath. Well, we can see the lead car now and we can see the first runner is coming through past. There's the lead car as it goes across. And the first runner is arriving now. And the winner is Mr. Jim Cole, crosses the line now, number 1884 from Tavistock AC, and we'll try and get a chat with him as soon as we can. Taunton's 107.8 10 FM, this is the World Tour of Taunton, and I'm with the winner of the half marathon for this year, and your name, sir, again?
Jim Cole.
Tim Cole, and
Jim,
I see
Jim,
Jim, and you're from Tavistock, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And was that a good time for you?
Personally, no. I don't want it faster, but I've done 3 halves in 5 weeks, so legs just
three
on me.
3 halves in five
weeks.
So what did you think of the new course then? Because you're on a new course today.
It wasn't as flat as I expected. I thought it was going to be an easier run than Biddeford, but right, the few inclines just took it. Well, maybe they took it out of me because I'm running tired, but
yeah.
Perfect. I can't grumble. The course was A1. The marshalling was great. They've done a great job. I think the legs just got me today. Even though I've won it, I wanted to be quicker.
You won it though, congratulations. Yeah. What's next for you then, Jim?
We're aiming for Plymouth now, have a bit of a break. Me, after starting that race at 5 mile, I wanted to pack in and the legs were killing. But they've been having a go at me saying I'm doing too much. So I think I'll take a few weeks
to
ease.
Take a few weeks to ease and then go. Anyway, I'll let you get on. Congratulations, Jim. Take care. Right, we've got number two coming in at the moment. We're waiting for number two. And here comes number two. And it's 1806, and it's Brendan Pato from Biddeford. Right, we're going to await now for the first lady to come across the line, and hopefully as soon as they come in, we'll get them. Also looking for the ones that we've been speaking to already are Scott, we're looking for Joe, and of course, the most important is we're looking for Craig.
We are indeed. Okay, you're going to catch up with number two?
We'll try and catch up with number two. Let's see if we can grab hold of him a minute. We walk across. Excuse me, may we catch up with you? Tone FM local. In fact, we'll get both of you if we can. We are Tone FM local radio. Your name, sir, is?
Brendan.
Brendan and sir?
Chris McMillan.
So it's Brendan and Chris, second and third. First question, really, what do you think of the course?
Yeah, it's a good course. A bit more up and down than I thought, but.
Have you run this one before?
I've never run it, no.
Right, because of course we've changed the route this
year. Yeah,
I was
told the route was different.
Right,
I've not
done it, so, usual question, how was it for you? You feeling okay?
Feeling good, yeah. I'm marathon training at the moment. So.
Right. What's next for you then?
London Marathon, 3 weeks' time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's my
so,
last.
So, brilliant. Chris, how was that for you?
Yeah, good, first time.
Is that first time at Taunton?
Yeah.
What do you think of the course? Because obviously we've changed it this year.
Oh, yeah, it's good, yeah. I mean, it's not hilly, but it's just a bit up and down, but there's nothing too spectacularly bad in it.
Right, and what's next for you, Chris?
Just a few local races. I think I've got Salisbury 10 next week.
Right.
That's a bit, right?
Brilliant. Guys, well done. Congratulations. We'll let you get on. That's Brendan and Chris, second and third across the line. Now they're starting to come in quite dramatically. So we need to wait and see if we can pick up on ours. And also try and see the first marathon runner to come past and disappear and see where they go from there, because they won't be coming in quite yet because they'll be taking it east. So stay with us. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and we're here at the marathon and half marathon. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and we are with the first lady to have crossed the line, and she is Shireen Stone from Tiverton Harriers. Congratulations. What was that like?
Tough. Very, very tough.
Are you a seasoned marathon, half marathon runner?
I've done two half marathons lately, Bath and Biddeford.
Right.
Both quicker than today.
Right.
So, yeah, it was tough out there today.
And is that because of the way you are or the course? How is that?
The course is quite undulating, but my legs are absolutely heavy as well today.
Right.
So, combination of both.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
First lady over. And Hannah's second. So we're here with our second lady. We'll grab hold of Hannah. Because we know Hannah from Humdinger and Hurtle, from Taunton AC, and we'll see if we can get hold of Hannah as soon as we can. We've just crossed over the line, and there's lots of people coming in now, lots of guys. And we'll see if we can get over to Hannah. Hannah? Yeah. Hannah Taunton. Hi, Hannah. Hello. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Really, really good. So that's second today.
Yeah, good one.
Good one for you?
Yeah, I got another PB because I was really pleased with that.
So what do you think of the course? Because you've run the old course here, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So what do you think of the new one?
That way's better because you miss the one well road as well.
Yeah, which has got the up and down one. Yeah, one down. So well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Just nice to see you.
Do take care. That's 1594, Hannah Taunton from Taunton Athletic Club, who was second in the Humdinger this year and second here. So brilliant stuff. They're coming in thick and fast, Jace.
It is. It's absolutely amazing seeing them coming in. And honestly, some of them look like they've just gone for a
walk.
Well,
there's a guy here, look. They're racing in, absolutely racing in. Okay, well, we'll try and catch up with those that we know. We're waiting for Jill and Craig and Scott and anybody else we can find that we know. And do come on down. If you get a chance, do come down. We've got the full marathon runners. I've still got another hour and a half to go, so we'll be waiting for them to come in a bit later on. But there's loads of people down here. Brilliantly sunny day and great to come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
And one of the events taking place today, of course, is the Taunton Half Marathon and Marathon. Now, we've just seen the First Lady Marathon, number two she is, has just passed us on what can only be described as the worst ever. You've got to do it all again.
Absolutely amazing. I'm just really excited. We're in the finishing area. It looks like, you know, could we have done the marathon?
Well, no. You maybe.
People are laughing at us when we mention that.
I've got a sneaking suspicion that people around here would see that I'm built for comfort, not for speed, as we say all the time. Yes, laughing. I'm going to go and grab out of this lady who's laughing at me. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Margaret Wellstone.
And are you local, Margaret?
Yes, I am.
And what do you think of this then?
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Who have you got here? Have you got somebody?
My son,
here?
Yeah.
Is he still out there at the moment?
He's still out there. He's doing the half marathon.
What's his name?
Ed Wellstead.
Ed?
Yeah.
And what's, do you know what his number is?
No, I don't.
Okay. But he's called Ed. We'll wait for that call. Oh, probably yeah. We can grab him if we possibly can.
Yeah, he's actually running the marathon for a charity. It's the Human Milk Bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is he doing the full marathon?
No, he's doing a half marathon.
Right.
And he's doing it for the Human Milk Bank.
Human Milk Bank?
Yes.
Is that as in breast milk? Or
breast milk,
it's funny, actually. We featured it on our breakfast show a couple of weeks ago.
Did you speak to Tammy? Or
no, no. We had Paula, whose friend did it, our friend Paula.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know anything about it, but and of course you think of it and you think this is a little bit strange, but it was really good, and it was really good. So okay, so that's Ed. We'll try and find Ed in a minute. And yes, we couldn't run it ourselves, I don't think. So that's we're trying to find Ed. Ed Wilson, so we've got to try and find Ed if we see him in a minute. Basically, there's loads and loads and loads coming over now. It's a beautiful day. More ladies coming over at the moment. And one from the Forever Running Club, Bristol AFC. There's loads of different people here all over the place.
And we're still expecting Craig. Craig is about 10 minutes off, I think, roughly, on previous years. So about 10 minutes' time, we hopefully will see Craig.
And we also want to try and get Jill, if we can, and Scotty, who we saw earlier on. We chatted to everyone. Anybody else we know, really?
Yeah, definitely.
But you still got plenty of time to come down because the full marathon runners aren't going to be back for another hour and a half or so. But there's lots of stuff going on. There is the cakes from Ashford's for Alzheimer's. And there's this wonderful sort of shed in the middle of it all, which is our shed.
Which is ours.
So do come on down. The 34th running of the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon at Bridgewater and Taunton College, supported by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at the Bridgewater and Somerset College for the Taunton Half and Full Marathon. The World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. We are still at the finish. And we've grabbed a we can find one.
Scotty.
We've found one. We've found one. This is our Scott from the Running Forever Running Club and Taunton Dean as well, of course. So how was that?
Hard.
Really?
Yeah, not the course is okay. It's just warm today.
Yeah. I was wondering because I said earlier on about whether the how the conditions were, but it's warmed up a bit more than we thought it was going to. I think.
It's warmed up and there's not that much shade on the course.
Right.
But you know, good run.
So what do you think of the new course, the new way?
It's good. It's easier.
Yeah.
I think, but
yeah.
Definitely a challenge.
So what sort of time there is that a PB? Was it be a PB anyway for today?
Yeah, of course PB. My good lady's just done a PB by about 4 minutes.
Oh really? Oh, so she's just gone past us. Anyway, we'll let you get on. What's next for you then? You got one coming up?
Yeah, Dartmoor Discovery, 32 miles of fun on Dartmoor.
32 miles? Yeah. Oh, good. 32 miles on Dartmoor. That's what we do. Sky, we'll let you get on, mate. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Had a good day. Cheers, then. Thank you. 32 miles.
I wouldn't
on
do 32 seconds.
32 miles. And as we were talking to Scott, his wife came through.
Aww.
And she's got a PB for a marathon circuit.
Oh, excellent.
So that's pretty good. And obviously, best for this one. So we're still waiting for some more. There's loads and loads coming over now. So we're waiting for Jill, if we can get out of Jill. But we're waiting
indeed.
For Craig still.
We are,
well,
yeah. Still
we?
Waiting for Craig. He's a few minutes off of his time. So we'll see what time he comes in.
Yeah,
we'll catch up with him.
But this is brilliant. I'm sorry, but this is brilliant. It really is good, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. Seeing all these people running for their own personal reasons, where some might be running for charity. It's absolutely brilliant. And loads of running clubs involved as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
All clubs, so it's really good to see.
And the first man across the circuit today was from Tavistock AC. And so that was good. And the first lady from Tiverton. So two of the Devon clubs who I have to say have supported this event ever since day one. So it's good to see those coming through as well. So lots and lots of people. Do stay with us. Come on down and say hello. We're still waiting, and will be for a while, for the first of the marathon runners to come across. And also for some of the other ones that we know. But come on down. The 34th running of Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon at the Bridgewater and Taunton College. And this is Taunton's 107. Tone FM.
Okay, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Do you want to do the sponsor ident, Craig? Or do you, you want me to do it? Okay. It's excuse of running, apparently.
He's been running, apparently. Yes, all right, yeah.
It's the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. According to the Market House, for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful, wonderful county town.
And we found him at last. Our Craig is back.
At last. I worked hard to get around there.
Well, no, I didn't mean it disparagingly, because I wouldn't even have got a quarter of the way round. So what was it? How was it for you then?
Really good. I started off strong. I started off with Sarah. Remember Sarah I previously spoke about?
Yeah, yeah.
We started off, we got out of Staplegrove together, and then I dropped her.
What, as in you left her behind, or she left you behind?
Yeah.
Oh,
unfortunately,
right.
I thought we were pretty similar, but... it was her first half marathon racing, so she was just, I think, a little bit nervous, so she didn't put as much in as perhaps she, as I thought she was going to. But
and also, you're a seasoned runner, so is this getting a bit warm now?
Yes.
This is not, not as good as it was.
To be honest, I prefer running in the winter. You might think that's daft when there's frost on the grass or whatever, but actually... this type of temperature is just ridiculously hot.
Is the wind the real killer though? If you're running in hills and stuff, and you got wind in your face, which we haven't got today. I mean, if you had the wind today, presumably that would have cooled you down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, the course is quite twisty, turny, so occasionally you do turn into the breeze, which is a welcome kind of cool down, but there wasn't a lot of it around today, to be honest.
Right. So the new course, you've run the old one. What do you reckon about the new one?
It was good. I mean, running the course, you know, the number of times that I have previously, to find one that's a bit different, was really nice. It was refreshing, but it was longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I know it's still 13 and a half, but you just keep going until you come back to the road that you're familiar with.
So what about the full in the future then? Are we going to stick with the half?
I don't think I'll be doing the full. I think sticking with the half is wise. Although, to be honest, people have said you should do the marathon, but I think before I'm 40, I will get a marathon under my belt. So.
Brilliant. Lots of people coming across, a few people that we know here and there. We'll try and get some more in a minute, Jace. Good so far.
Yeah, very good so far. And it's good to see him back, I suppose.
Yeah.
You should do it, Jay.
We've been waiting.
No.
Yeah, we wait. Well, no, we've taken that ultimate decision that maybe we won't do it. This is Jason and Terry, and we got Craig with us as well. This is the World Tour of Taunton on a Sunday morning at the Marathon and Half Marathon down at the Bridgewater and Taunton College. And this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on what to do in and around our county town.
Well, we know what we're doing today.
Yes, we're
it's
at the
Sunday, not Saturday.
I know. I keep thinking it's Saturday. I'm getting so confused.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting so... Right, got three runners here from the Taunton Running Forever Running Club, one of whom I know quite well, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How's it going?
Hi, Terry.
What was that like for you, as they say?
Well, I'm exhausted after the second mile, so it was a bit of a struggle.
So how many have you done so far in the half marathon stage?
This is my third Taunton half marathon.
And I bet you're saying never again, and what did you say to me just now?
never again until next year.
So no injuries, no tweaks,
No, it's in preparation for the London marathon.
Oh, you're doing, what's that, that's three weeks?
It's 3 weeks' time.
And during the full marathon?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Right, now everybody seems to be eating the Ashford's cake, so we'll go along the line. Your name, please?
Sarah Dunn.
Oh, another Sarah.
Yeah, so the lesser famous Sarah. I'm running forever.
That's not true.
So, all right, have you run this course before?
Yeah, third time, same.
So, what do you think of the new course then?
Quite liked it. Yeah, just nice to mix it up a little bit. Bit of a novelty, keeps your mind ticking over when you're trying not to take the pain.
It takes away that sort of up and down of Runwell, but introduces the climb through heel.
Absolutely, quite happy not to have to run up Stone Gallows this year. Absolutely.
So good time for you?
Middling, I think it was 1 hour 55. My best has been 1:49 and my worst has been 2 hours and one. So happy to middle.
No more. Go to the token gentleman here, your name, sir, is?
Brian Mandusky.
Brian, how did that go for you then today?
Very good, it's only the second one. Right. Second half marathon, yeah. It's probably 150.
Right, so are you going to be doing some more then?
Yes.
Right. And let me ask you all, the conditions today, I mean, when the cloud cover comes over, it's fine, but was that just a little bit warm?
It was a bit too hot, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So ideally, you'd want it cooler, no wind, or not too much wind.
More shade.
More shade.
Taller trees.
Yeah. The support was brilliant, and we had lots of sponges.
That's something else I was going to ask. What's it like support-wise around
here? Brilliant. Very encouraging, and lots of water stations, and
loads of people turning out to say
hello.
I mean, it is a well-organised event.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I was saying earlier on, the race director, John Lewis, he and I were here for the first one 34 years ago. Oh, I helped to run it for Taunton Carnival Club then. So. And if we'd have thought then, we still be seeing scenes like this 34 years later. I mean, that's just brilliant.
It's fantastic.
Well then, guys, now I know there's about 70 of you lot today.
Yes,
so,
you'll be busy.
We'll turn out, yeah. Well done, everybody. Well done.
Thank you.
Enjoy your cake. Who am I being grabbed by? Hello! No, I didn't know you were even running. Right, I've been attacked. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I've been attacked by my very, very good friend, Alison. How did it go for you then, Ali?
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me you were running?
Because I wasn't supposed to be running because I'm injured.
Right.
But I swapped someone's number at the last minute.
Right.
And ran.
Right.
As a training run.
So how was it for you? Was it all right?
It's hot.
It is warm, isn't it? It's just not ideal, is it, for runners? Have you run this course before? So this is the new one anyway today.
I know, that's what I thought. If I don't have to run at Runwell, I might do it.
Yeah, I think most people are saying that Runwell is better. It's now,
is
the,
it?
Although you're, this one's better.
Is, right.
Yeah, you're climbing up the top. So,
so
what's next for you running wise then? Got anything else lined up? You're not doing London or anything like that?
Great North Run.
September, so. yeah. Brilliant. Ali, thanks ever so much. That's my friend Ali and lots of people here. And don't go away. Running out of words now, go on.
I was going to say, it's a fantastic scene, everyone. And everybody's enjoying the cakes, which I've...
I know, Ashford's Cakes. You've got to get Ashford's Cakes.
One of the sponsors, of course, from Taunton Marathon.
Indeed.
Along with many more, including Tesco's that are giving out bananas and water as
well. Yeah. So, still plenty of things to do down here. So come on down, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at Bridgewater and Taunton College for the Taunton Half and Full Marathon. The World Tour of Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Say no more. We're here at the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon and we're with a good mate of mine, Gary. How you doing, mate?
Not too bad, Terry, to be honest. It's a good run. But
have you run this one before?
Yeah, I did it last year.
What do you think of the new course then?
I prefer it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it's much better with that little coming back through the backcountry through Alliford and the hills are there, but it's not as bad as Runwell and you feel safer because obviously you're not on that main
road. Not on the A38.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me off air that you're running for... breast cancer?
Yeah, I'm running for breast cancer care for my sister. She's living with the effects of it.
Yeah.
She's come through well. You know, she's had the surgery and everything. But just raising guys for the people that look after those people that are suffering with that, you know?
Now, you also said it's a training run.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Well, this month I'm doing London Marathon in a few weeks' time. Right. And then the week after that, Bridgewater 10K. Gave myself a challenge this month to raise as much as I could for...
All for breast cancer.
Breast cancer care. For breast cancer care, yeah.
So who's this? This is your other sister?
Yeah, it's my kid sister, Suzanne.
She's roped me in this year.
You've been roped in. So have you done one of these
before? I've
done
one before, so I didn't do it last year. So right. Back again this year. Good job he was with me.
So he's brought you along, has he?
He brought me along when it was needed. Very hot out there today.
That was one question I was going to ask. Is earlier on we were talking to people, and people were saying, yeah, it's reasonably cool with the cloud cover, but it's a bit warm out there now.
Oh, it's warm out there now. To be honest, I wouldn't like to be the marathon guy.
Well, I was
today.
Just going to ask that. Yeah. We've got marathon runners still out there. It's going to start to affect them now, isn't it?
I think it'll sap their energy a little bit because there's nowhere to hide out there.
No. It's all open and everything.
Yeah,
Well done, Garrett. Well, congratulations.
Cheers,
and we'll keep an eye on you for the London Marathon.
Good
too.
Man. Thank you, Tara.
And you.
Thanks
very much, Suzanne.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you later.
Grab on to Gary there.
I know. Yeah. Incredible. Seeing all these people still crossing the line. I think I'd be fair to say all shapes and sizes, all genders doing the
they
marathon.
Do. What we don't have this year, though, is we haven't got I don't think we've got anybody dressed up.
No, I haven't seen too many of the fancy dress. There was a sheep in the fun run.
There was a sheep in the fun run.
Which was quite interesting. But
I mean, I think perhaps London Marathon is the place for that because obviously they're all loads and loads of charity runs. There's a lot more people running for charity here, I think, than I think virtually everybody I've spoken to, if they're not running as a group for charity, they're running for some sort of charity themselves, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Gary there doing it for breast cancer. But also, you look at some of the places that these people have come from. You know, we had one, we think, from Brighton. We had one from Wolverhampton. We've had one from, and obviously the Devon and Cornwall racers, and Bristol and Burnham and places like that. They come from far afield.
And what a brilliant way to boost our economy, you know, tourism, that kind of thing, that these people will probably stay, they'll have some lunch, they're going to enjoy Taunton, hopefully, for the rest of the afternoon after they've done their run. Me, I'd be in a coma. You'd have to
Have
to use it for me. But what great for us to see all these people coming to visit our wonderful county town.
And people knock Taunton, as we know, but putting on an event like this, I mean, in the southwest, this is the best run marathon without a shadow of a doubt. There is a few other ones, but 34 years and still going strong. So come on down, four marathon runners. We're expecting them any minute now, and we'll hopefully grab hold of them when they come across the line. Taunton's 107.8, Turn FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Terry out and about for the World Tour of Taunton at Bridgewater and Taunton College. Of course, for the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
It's bedlam here. It's
it
absolute bedlam. We're surrounded by everybody. Now, earlier on, you would have heard me talk to my very, very old mate and race director, John Lewis. Well, here is... I'm not going to call him Lewis Minor because he'll give me a clout if it is, but it's actually John's son Ian who's run today. Ian, how you doing, mate?
Not good.
Not good. You've just been telling us off air you had a bit of an injury scare, haven't
you? Yeah, cramped up about 12k and just not been able to shift it.
Right.
So it's been tough.
And is that, you were saying about dehydration, is that what causes that to happen?
For me, it's really hot out there. Just I couldn't get enough fluid on board without needing a wee.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think not prepared enough.
And I think we said earlier on that we thought to start with, the conditions were pretty good, but it's got hotter and
it's
hotter
really
during
hot.
The day.
There's no wind at all. There's hardly any shade on the course.
So as a runner, are we expecting this to be affecting the marathon runners that are out there now? Because they've still got to do this again, haven't they?
They've got to go around another time, but I imagine they're going to be a heck of a lot fitter than me.
Right.
So they'll probably breeze it.
Right. So not the best, but it's not. And what do you think of the course?
Yes, it's all right. It's hillier than I'd like, but we can't really do anything about that. No, it's nice. There's a lot of support out there. A lot of people cheering. A lot of the runners sort of wishing each other good. So, no, it's good. I enjoyed it.
And what's next for you then, running-wise?
Bristol 10K next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So somebody was, who was it, Sir Ronnie, was saying they were going to do a 32-mile on Dartmoor.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, well, exactly. Well, we would say, why would you want to do this?
Well, me too.
Yeah. Brilliant. And thanks ever so much, mate. I hope your old cramp gets yourself sorted.
Thank you very much.
And we'll keep track of you in the future.
Please do.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. It's nutso.
Yes, and it must be awful if you get cramp while running. Have you ever had cramp just sat in a chair? And that is painful enough.
I've had a cramp lying in bed where you just move your leg and then it's as if somebody comes up behind with a big claw and goes...
Ugh. And just imagine if you still have to run through that.
No. Well, we wouldn't have that problem, I don't think.
No, not sat in
our tell you what, it is hot. It's getting really, really hot now. I feel for those marathon runners who've still got to come back in the seat.
We must thank all the spectators that are out cheering people on. That must be so good when you're running to have somebody clapping
and it's been good. I mean, Ian said just now, there's loads and loads of supporters out there. So, I mean, that's great to hear that all the way around the course people are supporting. I mean, it's a really, really well-run event and one of Taunton's best. And it's great. But come on down because there's lots of things to see. You can still back up. The runners are still coming in and the marathon runners are still to come in as well.
They are indeed. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Terry at Bridgewater and Taunton College for the half and full marathon. The World Tour of Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town.
Right, now, exciting moments are coming up. We've got Matt and Lucy Clothier, husband and wife, who are crossing the line now in the half. But any minute now, we are expecting the first runner to come home in the full marathon. Having done 26 miles in temperatures of about 17 or 18 degrees today. Not sure I want to be out there at this time.
It's absolutely balmy weather conditions.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. But it's not a beautiful day for runners, of course, because there's no shade or anything out there for them. They must take on as much fluids as they can. And there's not much wind either. So we are waiting now for the first marathon man to cross the line. We are told he's on the college campus and we're just waiting now for a notification of him coming on to the line. So
just amazes me, people still crossing on the half marathon, they've got the energy to wave at the camera
people.
I would be like, oh, go away.
We got some people running, look, the half marathon's running.
Hand in hand,
that is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so the first man is, as we say, in the grounds of the college on his way. We don't know who it is. We're just seeing the outrider of the bike just going past. So we're thinking seconds away from him crossing the line. There goes the clock car. So any second now, we should be seeing the first man back on the full marathon. The crowd are cheering, Terry.
161 is his number.
And here he is.
Jonathan. He's called Jonathan. He just crossed the line now. And I will try and grab him as soon as we possibly can. He's from Kent. Jonathan is from Kent. Jonathan, sorry to grab you
if you just come across.
We're Tone FM Radio from Kent Athletic Club.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, mate. How was
Thanks
that for you?
Oh, it was really good. Nice conditions. Yeah, nice course and nice support at a couple of the villages. So, yeah.
Have
really
you run
enjoyable.
This course before?
No, never.
Because
we
changed the route slightly
right,
this year.
Okay.
Just to, there was a the main road out here we thought was getting a little dangerous,
right.
So we obviously changed the route.
Yeah.
But are you a seasoned marathon runner?
It's my second.
Really?
London last year was my first one, and
okay.
This is a little bit of a prep.
I just cannot believe London. You can talk as well as I can, having just run 26 miles.
I got to slow down in the last bit because I could see there was no one close. So
right.
It was nice to just relax a little bit and just...
So what's next for you then, Jonathan?
London.
You're doing London in 3 weeks' time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you running for anybody, any charities or anything?
I'm planning to, yeah. I wanted to get through this race, make sure I didn't get injured before
absolutely.
I asked anyone for sponsorship. But yeah,
brilliant.
I will be now.
Jonathan, congratulations, mate. Well
cheers.
Done. We'll let you get on and
take
your plaudits and your medals.
All
well
right,
done,
cheers.
Jonathan. That's Jonathan from the Kent Athletic Club, miles away, Kent Athletic Club. And he's talking the same as you and me, having just run 26 miles.
I know.
That's
amazing.
Tunes.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're going to catch up with some more of the marathon runners and hopefully the first lady back during our next hour's coverage. We're here until 2 o'clock.
We are.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Terry for the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon, of course, at Taunton and Bridgewater College. Now, the World Tour of Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for more details, even, for what's going on in and around our county town.
It's been a long day, Jason. It's been a long day.
I think I've said that about 28 times now. Yeah.
Well, we're here at the Bridgewater and Taunton College. We're waiting for the first lady to come in on the marathon. But I'm here with Jason Vickers from Brynham-on-Sea, who's just run his 55th half marathon. Hi, Jase.
Hi there.
How was that for you today, all right?
Very warm out there, very warm and
hot.
It
was a little warm, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So how does this compare with some of the other ones you've done? Good course?
Good course, yeah. Different from the years gone by, because we had to run up Stone Gallows Hill the last few years.
Yeah.
But this year was different.
Right. So you approve of the new course?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Really? So 55 half marathons, yeah? So what's next for you then?
Next one is Plymouth Half Marathon on the 23rd of this month.
Right. And you were telling me off air that you wanted to try and complete your 60th by the end of this year.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to finish my 60th half marathon up in the Royal Parks Half Marathon in Hyde Park, London on the 8th of October.
Oh, that'll be absolutely brilliant. Now, I know you raise money for MS. Tell us how much you've raised over the years.
Well, over the last 10 years, I've raised over £23,500 for them.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, Jase, well done. Go and have your banana or whatever else you get. And I wish you well with your 60th. And then next year, come and see us again.
I will do.
Cheers, Jase.
Thank you very much.
That's Jason Vickers from Burnham. 55 half marathons.
Amazing.
Raising nearly £25,000 for MS, which is just fantastic.
Absolutely stunning. As Terry said, we're waiting for the first lady in the full marathon to cross the line. Expecting any moment now, so fingers crossed, she'll be with us very soon.
We've still got some half marathon girls. In fact, some more girls from the Running Club from Taunton. They've just come across the line. And still some of the half marathons coming in. And these people coming in now, this is not about times, this is not about racing. This is about completing personal quests and personal challenges, and that's just fantastic. That's just brilliant. So hopefully we'll get the first lady home very soon. This is Jason and Terry, World Tour of Taunton at the Bridgewater and Taunton College on Taunton 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at the marathon. We're going to have to run because the first lady's come across the line and she's ignoring us.
Right. Right, First Lady has come across, and she is Mary Mennon from Ilfracombe. So we're going to try and grab a little chat with her now. I know we're the last person that she wants to speak to. I expect when she dived over the line.
She's probably after a banana, a nice drink, indeed, and a sit down. But no, she's got us.
But it looks at about 2:55, I think. It looks at the time, so that looks really good. And she's just chatting with someone else at the moment, and then we'll get hold of her as soon as we can. And so
it'll be really interesting to see how she feels the new course, because everybody so far has been quite complimentary. And I know there was a little bit of chat around that people weren't looking forward to it changing.
Absolutely.
But everybody's been really complimentary about the new course, and it was done for safety reasons.
Absolutely.
Way too busy nowadays.
Absolutely. See if we can grab a chat with her now. Here she comes. Mary, local radio, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, congratulations.
Good. Thank you very much.
Good time for you?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that. I wanted to go under three.
Yeah.
So, I'm very pleased.
Have you run this course before?
I ran it last year, yeah.
So what do you think of the change?
I liked it. It was a bit quieter. There might have been an extra hill in there, I think, maybe, but I don't mind that.
I think rather than the up and down of Runwell, it's just the up through
the
hill.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with it at all.
No, it was nice. It worked out nicely, yeah. I was pleased with it.
And what about the support around there? Because we're hearing back that support was really good this year.
Yeah, very good. Very good. It's one of those courses that's always a bit quieter on the second loop round.
Yeah.
But there was still loads of support out and around. Lots of shouting, which is nice.
Absolutely. So what's next for you then?
Going to London in 3 weeks.
Right. And are you running for any charity?
No,
or
I'm
just,
not. No.
Just going to run?
Running in the club championship race.
Right.
There.
Okay. Yeah. Well, brilliant, Mary. Thanks
very much.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Off to the banana and medal.
Off to the banana.
Thanks, love. Bye. That's Mary Mennon from Ilfracombe, who is the first lady home in the marathon. So, brilliant. And she can still talk as well.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? We're having problems talking. And we did do a little bit of running earlier.
Well,
I
got puffed out jogging from one side to the other to try and catch her before she disappeared. She came over the line like a gazelle.
I know.
We almost had to run after her to catch her.
I know. I didn't think we were actually going to catch her before she disappeared into
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we did. Right. Now, we are on air through until 2 o'clock. We are going to wrap up here, see if we can find a few more people to talk to. And it's been a brilliant, brilliant day. So do stay with us through until 2. And this is Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Terry for the Marathon and Half Marathon. Of course, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. According to the Market House, for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful, sunny county town today.
Yes, and we can remember that, couldn't we? We've done that about 20 times today already.
We
are at Bridgewater and Taunton College for the 34th running of the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon. And we've got three local people with us who have just done what I think is a fantastic feat. I'm going to go to you first because you're the one that tried to run away.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What's your name, please?
My name's Kirsty.
Kirsty and
Ali.
Ali and
Duncan.
Duncan. Right, now you're all locals.
We're all working in local schools as well.
Well, so, as in teachers.
This is the head teacher of Cheddon.
Right.
I'm the head teacher of Staplegrove and Norton.
And I work in Rockwell Green.
Oh, right. Well, my daughter's a teacher. She finished at Castle not so long ago.
Right.
She's pregnant, so she's doing some bank work at the moment out at Minehead.
Right.
So now you've not just have you done the half marathon today, but this is your fourth in 4 weeks.
Four in 4 weeks, yeah.
So which other ones have you done?
So we've done Bath, we've done Reading, we've done Yeovil, and today Taunton.
And that's the last 4 weekends.
The last four weekends.
Are loonies. You really
loonies.
Are loonies. And what did you think of today's? Have you run this one before?
Yes, this is our third one.
So what do you think of the new course?
We really liked it. Yeah.
You haven't got Runwell, but you've got Heel.
Yeah.
But it's what they take, they give back.
Now, this is not just for the fun of it. You're actually raising money. Tell us what you're raising money for.
We're raising money for Open Door, the homeless charity in Taunton.
That is brilliant.
And we've raised £1,500.
Is that all over the four?
Over the four. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, if anybody wants to help you in raising your money,
our Just Giving site or our Just Donate site is available on Facebook and on the Open Door site.
So go to either Open Door or Just Donate and put in, what would they put in the Just Donate?
I think it's four for four.
Four in four, I love it. Have you got t-shirts here?
We have.
Right, when's the fifth then? Not going to do five in five then?
No.
Wouldn't mess up the t-shirts if you did five in five.
No space on the back for another one. But thank you.
So what's next for you then, guys? Are you going to do any more of this? Fundraising, I suspect you will.
Bit of a rest. We've got the aim to have 10 halves in the course of the year in total. So
right.
A few weeks off and then we'll start again.
Rest the tired bodies and off you go again.
Here we go.
Brilliant, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Jason, that is what this event is all about, my man.
Indeed. Raising great money for local things as well.
So three local teachers raising money for Open Door. That is absolutely brilliant. That's what it's all about. So four in four, that's great. Okay, now we're on air not very much longer now.
No.
My legs are telling me maybe I've run this thing, to be honest.
We are coming to a close, but we're here until 2 o'clock, of course, from Wellington Road and Taunton and Bridgewater College here.
Indeed.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I sigh a relief because it's
the last thing
time
you've got to say that today
for a little while. We are here, of course, at Taunton and Bridgewater College for the half and full marathon
and the 34th running of the Taunton and half marathon and half marathon, and we're with the celebs. We're in the celebs corner here, so I'm going to pick John first, race director John Lewis. How's it gone for you, John?
It's been a brilliant day, Terry. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. The team has performed fantastically. I know, you know, I'm only the headline. There's 150 people here and around the course making it all work. And the feedback we've had from the runners is brilliant.
We've chatted to loads, as you would expect, and the feedback has been brilliant, especially the new course. They like the new course. The amount of support that's been out there, and the marathon runners in particular were saying that they thought the second time round the actual support would have gone, but it hasn't. So the people of Taunton have done proud, and also what your team, they're saying, are absolutely brilliant. So it looks like it's been a fantastic day.
Yeah, well, it makes all the work worthwhile.
Right. Am I going to hear again, I'm not ever going to do this again, or are we going to be here for 35?
I think we have to see 35 years.
It will be nice for some of us who were here at the start, maybe, to put on something. Maybe we'll run 100 metres or something next year.
Oh, I'm not going to be that tired.
Also here. here is a Miss Taunton, Eloise. Hi, Eloise. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. And what did you think of the event today then?
Fantastic. I don't think I could be more proud of how thankful the runners are.
Yeah.
You know, they've just run 13 miles and they turn around and thank you and give you a hug. So,
so how's your reign going so far then?
Wonderful first public appearance. So,
oh, really?
Yes, it is indeed.
So this will go through a few more until the carnival in October.
It will do,
and we'll see you on the age-old carnival truck.
You certainly will.
As we've seen it. Well done, Eloise. And last but by no means least ever, Her Worshipful the Mayor and Councillor Vivian Stott-Williams. Viv, what do you think of it today then?
It's been a wonderful day, a wonderful atmosphere. Everybody's been so appreciative of the new route, the organisation, and the fact that the medals have been personally put over their heads rather than just handed over in an envelope.
Right.
Everything's been perfect. So
one of the things we've been saying all the way through too is, we said I think it was about 70% of the runners are not from Taunton. So we've got an awful lot of tourists coming in today, lots of people coming in and looking over our fabulous county town.
They have indeed. Everything's been here to showcase the town at its very best. And now, of course, the exhausted runners are going off to our restaurants and pubs to sample the local produce.
The local cuisine and stuff.
Which will equally be a showcasing the town at its very best.
Brilliant. Now, Vivian, you've not got long to go in your reign, but I know you're very, very busy on a daily basis. I think somebody's telling me that you might be cycling in the 50-50 cycle race coming up.
I was asked to cycle, and if Ralph Coleman can lend me a bike for the day, I'm happy to cycle, get changed quickly in the car and go off to a civic service.
Oh my goodness, you do more than one thing in a day virtually every day, don't you?
Variety is the spice of life, Terry.
Vivian, thanks ever so much. It's been a really, really good day, and I think everybody's enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy the last couple of weeks or so, isn't it?
It's about 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks,
up
yeah.
Up until Somerset Day.
Brilliant. Thanks, Vivian. That's Councillor Vivian Stott Williams, Her Worshipful the Mayor of Taunton Deane, and that's it for us today, Jace. It's been a long day, but it's been brilliant.
It has, but it's been absolutely fabulous here in the heart of Taunton with a great event, and so many of the runners have been complimentary about Taunton itself and the people, the volunteers and the route. It's so nice to see.
Everybody likes the route, so next year is the 35th. Get it in your diaries, it'll be round about this sort of time, and we'll put on a little bit of a show for that. As far as shows are concerned, Doug will be here at 2 o'clock with the country show. All music, all Doug and all country. 4 o'clock, Giles with the Sunday alternative. 6 o'clock, Tony Soley will be here with the jazz show. And finishing off before the non-stop will be Josh with the Edge at 8. Don't forget to join me on my Jack Jones, because I've been deserted again by Darren and his caravan, for the breakfast show tomorrow between 7 and 9.
Yes, from a beautiful sunny Taunton, we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye!
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.